Life without Brian.
How do you adjust?
Well, I'm confident with the other guys we have. And the thing I'll say about Braylon is, you know, he's starting anew with the New York Jets. And, you know, we got a couple guys for him, one a receiver that's coming in. And, you know, we're excited about the guys that we have with Stuck and Muhammad and Brian and Josh and Mike and the rest of the guys. And we're looking forward to just keep on improving. I think they're all professionals. They understand. You know, all of us have been on teams where either a guy gets hurt or gets traded, and that, you know, that's the life of the NFL. So you move on and you keep on working hard and you try to gel as best you can gel, and you know, they're all pros about it.
Did you say that the Bills defense, you know, before they probably would have looked at Braylon and maybe game planned around and double teamed him a little bit, cover five or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Cover five, huh?
Do they not?
You're good with that.
There
you go.
Would they maybe not have anybody to double team now?
No, I don't know that answer. We'll be prepared either way, what they play and what they don't play. Some teams, you know, might decide to do that. Some other teams, you know, don't decide to do that. So you have to have an answer for whatever they decide to do.
What teams did Braylon draw? I mean, was it consistent? Was it every play, 70% of the plays?
I wouldn't put a percentage on it. I think the defenses that we played, you know, they kind of did what we expected them to do. Some of them were cover two teams. They played cover two. You know, it wasn't all the time, and there was times where they did it. But, you know, particularly last week, Derek made some good reads and went with the right place with the football.
With adjustments and obviously breakout game by Muhammad Masakwa last week is going to cause other teams to adjust and maybe put more attention on him and so forth. And what do you think, you know, that being the case, Muhammad's going to have to do to readjust and continue to be, is, you know, that productive?
Well, the thing I like about Muhammad, you know, he's a young guy, and Brian, too. I know you haven't had much exposure to Brian other than Ohio State right now, but, you know, he's going to get faced with different defenses, and he's been faced with the defense that we go against with Rob and Eric, even in training camp, with a lot of different things. And in terms of his adjustments and where he needs to be, I think Muhammad will do fine.
Looking at Jerome Harrison last week, mm-hmm. Has your run offense improved, or just he got better, or what's making run offense better?
Well, I think whether it's pass or whether it's run, it takes 11 guys to be successful on every play. And it just takes one guy to have a mishap and not to be successful. JC, he ran hard. He made some good reads, and so the plays were well blocked, not just inside but on the perimeter as well. And, you know, that's what you're looking for week in and week out, is for all those 11 guys, for the quarterback to make the right point or get to check with me, see the numbers from one side to the next, maybe have to run it left instead of running it right. And I think that all the guys did a pretty decent job with that. And there's still some plays out there that, you know, we could have done better with.
So in a season when Tom Brady throws 50 touchdown passes.
Mm-hmm.
Are you telling me that on those plays, all 11 guys did exactly what they were supposed to do?
No, I wasn't even there when he threw the 50 touchdown passes.
Right, I know. But you know him, and you were part of that, you know, Super Bowls up there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't the good teams overcome a guy making a mistake? Or on those Super Bowl years, did you have 11 guys doing exactly what they're supposed to do all the time?
Well, not all the time, no. And when you didn't, usually the plays weren't as successful. That's the goal as a coach, and that's the goal as an offense or a defense. And that's just something that I've learned from the guys that I've worked for, is that's what you constantly stress. And if there's a breakdown here or there, usually it causes a problem.
A little bit last week, but in your offense, it's very important for the receivers to be exactly where they're supposed to be at mm-hmm. the right time. Can you just kind of reiterate that a little bit, and is that something that Chancey probably brings?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, they're all required to be at the right place at the right time. And, you know, and some of that changes when you get a press corner and, hey, the route might be cut by a couple yards just because you're getting held up at a line of scrimmage, or the landmark in a zone, if you get rerouted, you might not be able to get just wide enough where you need to get to because you got rerouted too much at the line of scrimmage. All the guys, you know, whether it's the landmarks or getting pressed at the line of scrimmage, you know, it's an adjustment for him outside and inside. And Chauncey's played both, Stuck's played both. But relative to where they need to be, when they need to be there, it all times up with the drop of the quarterback, the protection with the offensive lineman. Is it a three-step? Is it a five-step? Do I have to get to 10 yards in my drop, 5 yards in my drop? I got to be at 18 yards, 16. It all times up, much like I was talking about in a running game. And it's not always perfect. It's not always perfect.
With Jerome, you know, he's not the biggest guy in the world. He had 29 carries. Is that too many for him, you know, given a week-in, week-out basis? Would you like to see him get fewer carries, or can you? Is 29 fine?
I don't have a number going into the game. I want to get him 15 or 20 or 30. If he's running well and he's got a hot hand and he's doing, we're going to give him it to him as many times as we can if we think it's going to work. That's 30, 15, 25, and you know he's a little bit smaller than Jamal, but you know whether it was Kevin or Leon, if they're running well, Kevin Falk, Leon Washington, little guys, you just keep giving them the ball.
I mean, that's not a concern that maybe too many carries, too many hits. Will break down as we get to week 10, 11.
I hope not. Yeah.
Do you think you have Jamal back Sunday?
I hope so. I think if he's ready to go and Eric thinks he's ready to go, he'll be out there.
Hey, Brian, you guys are still learning about your players. They're still learning about you. Mm-hmm. Did you sense last week, and Eric said he changed things up a little bit with the mm-hmm. approach, brought him inside, shells one day, et cetera.
Yep.
Did you sense that you guys needed to kind of ease off a little bit, or was that a thought-out process in terms of changing things up?
Well, I think everything Eric does, he really thinks it out in terms of, you know, how he can be better, how we can be better collectively as a coaching staff, how the players can be better. And, you know, I think he just thought that was the best thing for him that week. And like I told you guys last week, they're sticking together. They're fighting their tails off. And you just got to keep on improving. And I know it sounds like an old saying, but you got to stay at it. You got to stay on it. You got to just keep improving and just keep fighting and keep working hard, and it's going to turn around.
Opponents have had 16 trips into the red zone, come away with 11 TDs, 5 field goals.
Mm-hmm.
You had improved offensive showing last week. So do we have big confidence going in here to this game?
Well, I think we're prepared. I think Buffalo, it's always a tough place to play. I'm from Buffalo. That's really where I grew up. It's a tough place to play. It's a tough environment. You never know what you're going to get. The defenses, they really play hard, and the stats that you gave, I understand what they are. But, you know, you watch the first half of the New Orleans game. New Orleans is a pretty explosive offense. Did a really nice job. Took New England. New England had the ball the entire game, and until the end of the game, you know, that's when they started, you know, hitting on a couple plays there. Tom made nice throws to Watson. But, you know, it's a tough place to play. We understand that, you know, we have a challenge ahead of us, and we're just working to meet that challenge.
If Jamal Lewis is healthy, can you see yourself, based on what Jerome showed last week and what he can do, do you ever see yourself going back to Jamal's our feature back, Jamal's the guy that's going to get, you know, 80, 90% of the carries? Do you feel comfortable splitting them maybe closer to 50-50 now? Could you see that being the way it used to be, say, last year or 2 years ago with Jamal just being the guy anymore?
What I'd say, if he was running real well that game and he had a hot hand and they're both going to get reps, you know, that just how we did it in the Minnesota game, however it's going to work, if he's got a hot hand, then we'll give him the ball as many times as we need to get him a ball if he's successful.
The field goal at the end, the game-winning field goal against the Bengals, Rob Ryan just told us that he thought it was no good. And we watched it a few times.
Oh, I didn't. I don't know. I didn't even watch it on tape or just moved on. No, sorry, I don't. What's that?
I said, you want to keep your money?
No, I really don't. I didn't see it. I'm sorry. No.
Last week where the receiver didn't look like he was ready for the throw from Derek, you know, mm-hmm. the Robert Royal one and maybe a couple furry ones.
Mm-hmm.
What do you attribute that to?
First game?
Yeah, I just think that when a receiver and a quarterback, and I mean they've worked in camp too, and DA was, you know, dropping back, hitting his back foot, letting it go, and it's just maybe a tad bit, you know, short on a route or deep on a route, or maybe he let it go a little bit early, and we just continue to work on that timing. You know, Derek's been after practice with a bunch of those guys, just continuing to try to work on the timing, the depths, the landmarks, when he's going to let it go. And sometimes the rush plays into that a little bit too. So we just keep at it.
From the outset, it looks like it's a receiver issue. You know, I mean, the pass is there, why didn't why aren't they ready for it?
But well, their job is to get open and catch it. But again, there's a lot of other things that come into play in the passing game. Not to sound redundant here, but you know, it might have been a tackle push on DA where he just stepped and let it go a tad bit earlier. The receiver just went just a yard short. I mean, those little details can make a big difference.
Really,
that's the first question you asked me, I think, since you've been here.
God, I didn't know you were.
Yeah, I know you like Robinson.
Massaquoi's played with Stafford and Leak and all those, some really pretty darn good quarterbacks in his career. Does that have anything to do with, you know, his advancement?
No, I just think, you know, Mo's a pretty mature kid coming in, so is Brian. They both have a really good attitude. They remind me, and I don't want to compare them really too many people. I was a receiver coach for a while at New England. I had two good young guys that, you know, you wouldn't classify them as stars or say, but Deion Branch and David Givens, same type mental attitude. They're really close with one another. They go out, they bust their hump, and he's you know, Georgia's a good college, Ohio State's a good college, and those guys are just really mature for young receivers.
The first year that New England won the Super Bowl, they didn't really have any superstar type receivers, I don't think, did they?
What's a superstar for you?
I mean, you know, the Randy Moss, you know, type of big name guy.
The first year I was like a guy by the name, we got Dan Smash, this guy who's just he never sleeps, he's here all night, he's, you know, makes copies, helps out. That's kind of what I did on defense. I think the receivers were David Patton, he caught that out, go Troy Brown, and a couple other guys.
Terry Glenn.
I remember when I came to be the receiver coach, I had those guys, Troy Brown, David Patton, Deion Branch, David Givens, and I don't know if you would call them superstars. Well, they were very dependable guys. You know, Tom always knew where they were going to be, so that's kind of what we're looking for.
He's on that 2001 team. I researched this for
him. Oh, okay.
But Terry Glenn only caught 14 passes that year, and Brown was an eighth-round draft pick.
Yeah, they don't even have
that. Right, they don't have that anymore. And you know, Patton made it as an undrafted rookie with the Giants. And Givens was a seventh-round pick.
Yep. So David was late from Notre Dame there.
You know, unheralded guys.
Yeah, and that's the, you know, we expect everyone to do their job, from coaches to players. And if you're a receiver and you're a Z receiver this week, then you better be the best Z receiver you can be. You know, we're not asking, hey, you're going to go out and you're going to catch 15 balls. Where the coverage dictates we go with the football, you better be at the right spot. And when you're there, you better catch it. And the quarterback better make a good throw, and we better protect. And it all works together. You know, that's the only way you can get it to work. And, you know, it was some improvements last week, but it wasn't good enough.
Is Chancey Stuckey clearly better suited in the slot, or do you feel, you know, particularly comfortable lining him up wide?
I think Chance can play in either position. When I was at the Jets, he played a little bit more in the slot. I know he was playing outside some, but he's a guy that's a smart, dependable guy, and he can play. He really can play all three spots that, you know, we've been in some three receiver sets. He can play all three of them.
At 72-yard touchdown run last year, and you'd mentioned about Lewis maybe coming in and out. Since they've been kind of soft the last 2 weeks, Buffalo on run, stopping the run, are you looking at possibly shuttling the backs in or alternating?
Yeah, I think if Eric deems Jamal, you know, good enough to play, then, you know, both of those guys will see some reps.
Mm-hmm. Possible that your group of receivers might have almost like a little chip on their shoulder to say, you know, hey, you know, we're not chopped liver just because Braylon's gone?
Yeah, I don't get that sense. I think they just move on. You know, I went in their meeting today and talked to them a little bit today with George McDonald, and, you know, they're just moving on, getting ready for the next series, putting in the red zone routes, and, you know, they have enough concerns, worried about the Buffalo Bills defensive backs and the different type of schemes we're putting in this week to really sit back and reflect on that, I think. Yeah, I've been to a few of them. You know, I was raised by my grandparents back there in Buffalo, and they still live there right now. I have a lot of friends and family that live in Buffalo. It's a, you know, I'm proud to say I'm from Buffalo. It's a blue-collar community. That's why I love it here so much. Very similar to the style that I grew up in terms of the working-class people. You know, they're tough. They deal with the weather, you know, and the fans from here to there, they expect a good product, you know, tough, hard-nosed team, smart, and that's why very similar to me, these two areas.
tickets are you getting hit up for on Sunday?
I think I got about 30. Yeah. You know, so.
It looked like Eric was more animated on the sideline last week. You saw more, you know, congratulation guys when they came off the field. And, you know, guys are closer to him. You know, sometimes there's a big bubble around him. Did you notice any difference? I know you're on the sideline.
He's pretty big, so there's a bubble. So, yeah. And so, well, I'm not one to talk, but, yeah.
Did you notice a change in his sideline persona last week?
No, Steve, I didn't really pay too much attention to him unless he was talking to me on a headset. I don't know if he was, what was he, cartwheels or jumping around. I don't know what he was doing. No, but, you know, Eric, you guys see the stone face. He's really a good guy. He's funny. He's, you know, he's energetic with the guys. And, you know, I think everybody, like I said, I'm looking to improve myself. I'm sure Eric's doing the same thing. So whatever we can do, that's what we're going to do.
Made some remarks last week, which you may or may not have seen, probably not. But he did say at one point on Friday, I think it was, that that until, you know, Robert Royal, Mike Furry, Muhammad Massaqua, or one of these guys proves they can hurt a defense, I'm going to continue to get double-teamed. Is that something that, do you know if that did not sit well with some of these other people?
I don't. No, sorry. Nope.